suspicions just for me. I'm not delusional. You don't know just what I know. You can't go just where I go. Keep on watching, that's for sure. Delusional. You see what it is, but I feel that it doesn't apply to me. 'Cause I'm not delusional. You can't see just what I see. I believe in me. I'm not delusional. No. Delulu.
I know that I'm not the only one going through this. I am a dreamer. I dream. I have visions. When I close my eyes, you can just only imagine the certain things just populating me. I got billions of dollars floating around in my mind. But the thing is, I'm tired of dreaming. So to my dreamers, are you making moves towards your dreams? If not, then what are you waiting on? What is really stopping you from moving towards the dream? Let's talk about it.
Welcome back, party people, to the Thoughts of a Dreamer podcast with me, Ms. Terry Nikki. For those of you who are new, listen, my name is Terry. I am a dreamer. I am a creative, and you know what? I got all these things dancing in my head, and I don't understand why I can't get them out. So I'm here to just talk it out. Talk out some of these mental hurdles or roadblocks that, you know, I'm experiencing, and maybe you are experiencing too. Say you, me, I, we, us can achieve and live out these dreams. So welcome. All right. This message is going to be short. Why? Numerous reasons. Number one, it's because I got like this acid reflux thing going on right now, and I ate too many almonds. I've been an almond eating fool. And so, yeah, it didn't agree with me. And also, I've been traveling for the past 2-3 weeks. So I'm just exhausted today. I just really got home. So I want this message to be short, but I still wanted to put something out because, yo, I love doing this. Listen, let me tell y'all. I have come to a very strong realization in the past couple of weeks. If you have not had the opportunity to get outside of your city limits, you need to do so. And you need to do so fast, quick, and in a hurry. You need to experience life outside of what you're used to. You need to experience life outside of the four walls or the street corners or the regular gas stations that you normally go to. You really need to experience life outside of your state. You really need to experience life outside of what you are comfortable with, because it will open your eyes to so many different things. And it has nothing to do with location. It has everything to do with the people and the experiences that you will face outside of the locations that you're used to. Not even my message for today. Not even my message, but I just wanted to get that out. It's for somebody. I don't know who it is, but it's for somebody. Let me tell you. So I have been on the mother love and go. The last time that I talked to y'all, I was talking about new opportunities and being afraid of accepting new opportunities because of the fear of the unknown or xenophobia, and, you know, that thin layer of skepticism, whether you should stay or whether you should go. And I decided to go. With the situation that happened in my life, I decided to go, and life is changing rapido. Do you hear me? Fast and in a hurry. And I'm like holding on right now. I'm holding on to how fast things are changing. But I'm very excited about the new ventures that are to come. And I want to bring you guys along with me. I will talk more about all these things a little later, but it's such a great thing. One thing that I felt, though, when accepting the opportunity and letting reality sink in, was this gut-wrenching fear of not being good enough. So, okay, now you got the fear of the unknown, xenophobia. Now you decide to bust through that little film of skepticism, and all of a sudden now you just feel like you're too small for the room. It's like you're being engulfed, like, oh my gosh. Now you have imposter syndrome coming and just breaking the door down, like, here I am. You don't belong here. They gonna find out sooner or later. Guess what? You ain't even wanna be here. So I've been dealing with that portion of everything in addition to building back my confidence. All right, so somewhere along the lines, I had went through like a brief stint of like depression and anxiety. And whenever I get in that mode, I have a tendency to lose my confidence. And whenever I break out of that little bubble, I look at myself and I'm like, ah. And I realized that confidence is the key to damn near everything. Everything. In every creative journey, you have to be confident in your creation to push that thing out. You have to be confident in what you've created to not allow other people to deter you from what it is you feel is a great product. You have to be confident enough to actually take that thing from your head, put pen to paper, put foot to gravel, put, you know, like, grind it out to even finish that thing. You have to have confidence in what it is that you do. Confidence is the key to everything. Do you not understand that? Let's just take it out of a creative sphere. If you don't have confidence, then you are relying on other people to tell you what you want so that you can go. It's like you have a car. A top of the line, brand new, amazing vehicle that's gonna take you from point A to point B. Fully equipped. But you are afraid to go because you don't have confidence that you have enough gas. So you're waiting for other people to validate you, or you're waiting for other people to give you the boost that you need to go. And do you know how... what's the word I'm trying to use? Like, lack of confidence removes your power, removes who you are. It's like you are taking your spine away. It's taking your brain away. It's taking who you are away, and you're filling it with other people's opinion. And if you do that for so long, then honestly, you're going to be paralyzed in life because you're going to wait on other people's validation. This is where like the social media comes into play. I talked about social media a long time ago. And how social media has a tendency to make you feel less than and inferior. And then you start posting things and then you don't feel validated because you don't get enough likes. And then you try to one up or you try to do something else to feel complete because you don't have those likes. And that thing will creep up on you like it ain't nothing, and it'll make you feel inferior. And it dwindles your confidence. Because you're waiting on other people to validate that your picture is fire. Or what you're doing is great, or your song that you put out is good, or that you matter, or that you, it's ridiculous how much social media dwindles confidence. It's crazy. Confidence plays into your decision making. If you have great opportunities in front of you and you don't have the confidence that you're going to succeed, you're not going to accept those opportunities. Whenever you are confident, baby, you just feel better. You feel better about life. You feel better about yourself. You feel better about your decisions. You feel better about the people that are around you. You feel better about not accepting BS. You feel better about everything. Do you know confidence? Confidence, those that are more confident are more successful. Those that are less confident, look at those that are more confident and call them delusional because, you know, that's not how, you know, or you have people that are confident, like, oh, you're real cocky, you're real this. I remember I met this guy and he just had this aura about him. His aura was just like off the charts. And when I looked at him, I was in this space, y'all. I was in this space where I was not that confident. And I looked at him, I was like, oh, you's a cocky mofo. Like, I don't even want to deal with you. You cocky, you this, you that. And I'm just like attacking him when honestly, he was just confident in himself and how he moved and how he presented himself. Despite of whether he believed it or not, his aura presented it and it made me feel uncomfortable that he was so comfortable. And that was a problem in me, not him. A problem in me. So I had to fix all of that. But the crazy thing with all I'm saying is you have to be confident in what you do. You have to be confident in your decisions. Being a creator and someone who uses her mind and creates all types of things, I have experienced so many people who do not understand what I do. It's not traditional. It is very, in their eyes, out there, you know, and it lacks the hard work and the discipline of a blue collar worker or even a white collar worker for that instance. And it's hard to categorize or put in a box. And because of that, and their lack of understanding, they look at me as though I am an anomaly. And I am. And I'm fine with that. And I'm good with that. I'm legit good with that. My folks have no idea. They don't understand. They do not understand, child. They don't understand. I tell them I'm doing this, 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 X, Y, Z, Q, R, S. They be like, okay, okay. You know, I got them saying if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So as of right now, what I'm doing, it don't make sense. You feel what I'm saying? But because I have the confidence in what it is that I feel was placed in me to move forward, I am going to be consistent through my confidence so that I am able to reap the benefits or the rewards that I personally am looking for. Me pressing record every day for me is a reward because it's like, yo, I get to do this. This is bomb, bomb.com. I just love doing this. But I will say that it does get a little daunting sometimes and it does hit your confidence when people don't respond as you want them to, or people don't validate you the way that you think that they should, and all this, that, and the other. And that's when you gotta kickstart that state of delusion. Delulu! Delulu. Okay. Gotta be a wee bit delusional. Okay. So let me explain what I mean by delusion. Okay. We have all been in a space where when we were younger, we would be on the playground, okay? And we would be on either the seesaw or the swings. Let's just say the swings. And you would be just kicking and pumping your legs and going higher and higher and higher. And in your kid mind, you knew for a fact that you could fly. There was nobody, no parent, no adult, nobody telling you that you couldn't fly. Why? Because you were high up in the air. Your legs gave you the momentum. You were up there. Nobody could tell you you couldn't fly. So you thought to yourself, you know what? I'm going to jump out this thing and I'm going to fly. Even if it's for a brief 0.2 seconds, I'm going to fly. So you get to the top or the apex and you launch yourself in the abyss of the atmosphere only for the ground to catch you. You know, that's probably why I got knee issues right now. You know, thinking I had bionic knees jumping out of doggone swing sets when I was younger. But nonetheless, delusional, thinking that we could fly. However, we did fly briefly, but we flew. Not in the traditional sense, but we was in the air like we just didn't care. You know what I'm saying? We didn't necessarily know the scientific thing behind it. We just knew that we were really high and we wanted to be as high as we could for as long as we could without the stability of the swing. We had the confidence that if we jumped out this swing, we were going to fly. Right? But as we got older, that grand state of delusion starts to dwindle, starts to be chipped away. That imaginary sense of what you could be, what you could do, how you could do this, it starts to get zapped and sucked up into the system with the man. And you start to lose your imaginative thoughts and your creativity. Starts happening when you're about in the fourth grade. 9, 10, 11, 12, somewhere around in there, you start your creativity and your imaginative thoughts really decrease, because I guess that's when society tells you, look, all right, you're not going to be the astronaut that I told you were going to be when you were younger. I just said that so you know you would leave me alone. And it's unfortunate. But as we get older, our delusion, our imaginative thoughts, our creativity, our confidence that we can be whatever we think we can be dwindles. And so then you get to somebody in my big age who feels as though I can be any damn thing I want to be. And I go and present this to my parents who are in their big age times too. Then they're looking at me like, wait a minute, I thought we cut that out a long time ago. You need to get back into reality. You got bills. You got bills and responsibilities, little girl. I'm sorry. I watched Made in Manhattan on the plane home today. So it's still stuck in my head, you know, which is actually pretty pertinent to the conversation that we're having now. But I digress. There comes a point where you have to be so effing confident in what you're doing that it's going to look delusional to everybody else not involved. It's going to look delusional. And the fact of the matter is, who gives two flying flips if it looks delusional to them? They don't see what you see. They don't feel what you feel. They don't know what you know. You keep pushing and you keep doing what it is that you need to do. For as long as you feel as though you need to do it, don't allow anyone to come in and infiltrate and tell you anything otherwise. And this is what helps when you go and venture out into other cities, other counties, other states, other countries, because come to find out, you will find like-minded people who think like you, feel like you, look like you, talk like you. The community that'll lift you up and be like, oh, wow. So you mean to tell me this actually exists? I am not living in a state of delusion. No, you're not. You are confident in what you feel you need to do. And when you're confident, you move completely different than when you need validation. You will not accept BS. You will not accept people treating you less than. You will not accept a job or a career giving you bare minimum. You will not stay there and succumb to the weight of the world. You won't do it. And you're going to look delusional because you're not drinking the Kool-Aid like everyone else. And it's okay, because you got confidence. And that confidence is going to look delusional as hell to everybody else. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because once those confident steps are consistent and consistent and consistent, then when you look back at it, you'll be so much further along than anybody who called you delusional. Then when you look back and be like, hey, hater. Hey, hater, who the Lulu now? Who is the Lulu right now, boo-boo? Not me. And I'm not saying to do it just, you know, rub it in their faces. That's just a cherry on top. You know, you make the ice cream sundae yourself, you know, but the cherry on top is to look back and be like, yo, hater, see, you call me delusional. I'm walking the red carpet right now. You call me delusional. You coming to my TED Talk. You signed up for my TED Talk. You a minister. Do you want me to sign my book that I wrote while you call me delusional? That's what you want me to do? But see, that is the spirit of a creative. That's why we are here. That's what we do. My God, I love dreamers. I love us. Because there is no one in the world like us. We're so innovative. And if we can just hold on and be confident to the innovation and confident to what we feel and confident to what we know and break out of what we see and break out of what is stopping us, if we can break out of that and continue consistent steps, yo, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, yeah, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I didn't allow you to call me delusional. When I was just confident in what I know was placed inside of me. Confidence. And I'm walking in a space of confidence right now that is dangerous. It's dangerous for everybody, baby. Everybody around me. Everybody that I touch. Everybody that look at me. Everybody that see me. Because this confidence right here is off the charts. Off the meters. Off the meters. I literally feel like I have been pulled back into a slingshot and have been let go. And I am just thrusting myself in the atmosphere, just feeling myself just going to another level stratosphere. And I'm so glad, thankful, and proud that y'all are here with me. Because anybody who's attached with me, y'all coming. Unless y'all call me delusional. If y'all call me delusional, I gotta let you go. You know, I gotta let you go. Cause you know, rocket ships, they drop off some of the little wings. Cause you know, you can't let, you know, aerodynamic, you know how they go. No bad feelings, no hurt feelings. Right? Right. Yeah. Anyway, this is supposed to be short. I'm sorry. I just started ranting. Okay. Listen. Thank y'all for tuning into the pod. I'm going to stop it right here because I can talk about this confidence thing all day because I am clearly feeling myself right now as what the olden people would say. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. This confidence is off the chain, off the meter, off the meat hook, off the rack. Okay. Feeling like some stacks. I'm feeling like $1 million. I look good. I feel good. I smell like a bakery. I smell like a flower. I smell like some mango orange citrus pies. I don't know. Come get you some. But anyway, be confident for real, for serious. Who cares if they call you delusional? Who effing cares? Okay. You do what it is you need to do in order to get what you need to get done. Because to be honest, no one sees your vision but you. No one sees your vision but you. Don't allow anybody else to deter you. Don't allow anybody else to pour into you because they can't see your vision like you do. They can't see what you got built up inside of you but you. So let them call you delusional. Take that as a compliment. Take that as a mother-loving compliment, okay? Okay. I'll see y'all next week. All right, love y'all in real life. I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Thoughts of a Dreamer podcast with me, Terry Nikki. If you like this episode, don't be stingy. Feel free. Go ahead and share it. Send this to anyone you feel is in their own way and just need a little bit of a nudge. Also, follow me on social media at TOA_Dreamer on IG, Twitter, and TikTok for more content. Follow me on Facebook at TOA_Dreamer, no underscore, because they wouldn't let me. And do me a favor, y'all know how finicky this algorithm is. Rate me on the podcast with your favorite platform. It'll help this message see more people. Lastly, be sure to have those notifications on because y'all never know when I may feel extra and drop a bonus episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. Until next time.